Maggie asked. No, Sophie said. The last thing she wanted was trouble. It wouldn't look good on her progress report. We just wondered, Fiona said. Maggie hesitated, and then she nodded and fell in heavily beside them as they continued down the hall. I mostly watch the other kids watching you, she said. They think you're weird. So what else is new? Fiona said. We're used to it, Sophie said. This felt so much easier with Fiona by her side. I know you guys make up stuff and play it, Maggie said. Her words thunked like tennis balls against a wall. I like to play games like that, too, only I would never do it where these people could see me. You're just asking for it when you play make-believe out in the open. We're okay with it, Fiona said. We're not embarrassed at all, Sophie said. But you hate the teasing, Maggie said. I know you do. They're just clueless pops, Fiona said. I'm just telling you, Maggie said. They walked the rest of the way to Mrs. Utley's room in silence. When they got to the door, Maggie said, I'd play with you if you did it outside school. You don't play sports, so you're free after school. We have to get to class, Fiona said. They hurried to their places. Sophie watched as Maggie sat at a table on the other side of the room. That's creepy, Fiona said. It's like she's spying on us all the time. It felt that way to Sophie, too, and to Antoinette. A cold chill crept up Antoinette's spine. Why did Magdalena lurk nearby always? Could she be a spy for her country? Was she after the gold as well? Perhaps she worked for the pirates. Antoinette glanced at Magdalena from behind her cloak. This girl could bear watching, careful watching. Ahem. Sophie looked at Fiona. Good, she whispered. You got it at level one. Thanks, Sophie said. What would I do without you? Sophie stuck out both of her pinky fingers. Fiona hesitated and then linked her own pinkies into Sophie's. That's our secret handshake, Sophie whispered. On Friday morning, Fiona greeted Sophie on the stage with a frosted Pop-Tart. You can do this, she said as she broke off a piece and stuck it into Sophie's mouth. It's your mission. Sophie felt her face soften with Antoinette's thoughts. But don't go there, Fiona said. Not until you get the camera. Tomorrow. Progress reports don't come out till Monday, Sophie said. But you can find out your test grades today. Your dad's going to be so psyched he might not wait till Monday. Come on. Secret handshake. That sealed it.